This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
We're in Ephesians chapter 3 this morning. We're going to pick it up in verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Our commentary is going to begin in verse 16, but for context, we're going to pull it back just a little bit so we know what we're talking about here. Paul the Apostle, speaking about the magnitude of God's love as well as the unifying and important aspects of belonging to the family of God, the local and corporate church, is speaking to that church there in Ephesus. And he says here in verse 14 of our chapter 3 of Ephesians, he says, "When I think of the wisdom and scope of his," this is God, "his plan, I fall down on my knees and I pray to the Father of all the great family of God, some of them already in heaven, some down here on earth, that out of his glorious unlimited resources, he'll give you the mighty inner strengthening of the Holy Spirit." And out of his glorious unlimited resources, he will give you the mighty inner strengthening of the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul, he had already prayed for the furthering of God's great practical sanctification, the building of the body of believers, if you will, the maturing of the saint. He prayed that the believers would grow up. He didn't speak to a power, or he didn't speak to an entity. He spoke to the person of Jehovah God. He spoke directly to him. For Christ now had opened that door, and now the Holy Spirit had ushered Paul into the room. And you know what? The same is true for us if you're born again today. This verse, literally reading, goes like this: "That he may give to you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power." Paul, he's asking for what we need to be asking. And that's, "Lord, make us strong and make us mature." To what degree? According to, it says, or to the level of the riches of his glory. How rich is his glory? Well, without end and without measure. How is this practically to take place? I mean, how is this supposed to happen? Through the Holy Spirit of God dwelling within us. And let me tell you, there is no other way for this to occur. Now, you can go to church every Sunday of your lives. You can read the Bible every day. You can scholarly scrutinize every theological book that you can find. But listen, I'm here to tell you that that will only tell you what you need to do and what you need to be. It will never give you the ability or the power to do it. We must take note of the careful use of language here, for there's a great difference between the expression "out of the riches" and "according to the riches." Now, a wealthy person, they might give you some small amount, but it would be out of their riches. And such would not be in proportion to them. Paul here, he asks that God would give strength according to the riches of his perfection. Since the glory of the Lord is bountiful, since the glory of the Lord is limitless even, what Paul was asking for was literally an overwhelming supply. Once someone asked the great favor of Napoleon, which Napoleon immediately granted, and he did so because Napoleon said, "He honored me by the magnitude of his request," quote unquote. You see, God's not insulted by our requests, and certainly not by this request. However, one should just be sure that he really wants what he's asking for, because let me tell you, with that supply comes an incredible responsibility and accountability. Let's face it, everyone wants the blessing, but few of us are willing to embrace the baggage. This strengthened life, it comes through the possession and infilling of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, he preached the same idea. He told his listeners that they had to, quote, eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, end quote. Now, nearly everyone that was there that day was offended and walked away. But Jesus understood that God had to literally live inside a man in order for him or her to live a great and dynamic spiritual life. And while a great number of us want salvation, again, few of us are willing to go that far. Few of us are so desirous to, I don't know, reciprocate that kind of love. This change, this growth and maturation, this is still to occur in the inner man. Now, religion, that's something that is worn on the outside. But relationship, that's worn within somebody. And how often we feel that we're utter failures in our walk of faith, right? I mean, how often we thought, well, what's the use? Yet that's exactly the place we really need to be, because that's a place of surrender. Because it's at that point that His Spirit, the Spirit of God, can actually take control within us to change a man from the inside out. What Paul wants for us, what God wants for us, is not the power to perform some spectacular miracle, but rather the spiritual power that's needed to be a mature and stable and intelligent Christian. We can easily lose track of this quite basic concept, I think. Being endued with the power of God, again, is not for flash and status, but rather for stability and spiritual fruit. It is the inner man that bears the truth of who we are, and that is spiritual adults or just children.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.